The city of Clovis is known for its rodeo and its Western-themed downtown. Soon, you might be able to add to that list one of the largest public libraries in the valley. At their meeting today, the Fresno County Board of Supervisors will vote on a proposal that could triple the size of the Clovis branch of the Fresno County Public Library by the end of the decade. The library plan is part of an expansion of the city's Civic Center that will include a new transit hub and a new senior center. All three buildings would be built on a 5.7-acre site on 3rd Street just east of downtown, which the city bought for $2.8 million last year. The site is currently home to the old Clovis Lumber Company barn. County Librarian Laurel Prisney says the old library is only 8,600 square feet and lacks a meeting room and space for computers.
A community of 100,000 plus should have a library at least 24,000 square feet. If you're familiar with our Woodward Park Regional, they should be having a library of that size. They should have had it 10 years ago. So they definitely need a new library.
Clovis Mayor Nathan Magsig agrees and says the city has simply outgrown the old building.
That library is one of the most heavily used libraries in the entire county. And obviously the city of Clovis has grown tremendously since that entire civic center was built back in, I think, the mid to late 70s.
The new library would be approximately 30,000 square feet and is expected to feature a meeting room, dedicated spaces for kids and teens, and even a space for an outside vendor to run a small coffee shop. Prisney says another key feature is an idea center complete with a 3D printer.
This is where people can come and create their own content. And this is becoming a very big trend in libraries today. A lot of it, you might have heard it called makerspaces.
County officials say the library project will cost around $12 million. They estimate between $8 to $10 million of that will come from the county's library sales tax, also known as Measure B. Prisney says contributions from a community fundraising campaign will account for $3 to $4 million of the project cost.
Particularly to help out with the interior furniture and equipment and artwork and things like that. So we're going to be hitting the pavement before too long, asking the community to support us with that.
The new library would be the largest in the county system after the Central Library in downtown Fresno. The rest of the complex will also be a big addition for the city's downtown. The existing senior center would move from its current home on 4th Street to a new building near the library site, and the city would also construct a new transit hub at the complex. The old senior center would then become the new home of the law library for the San Joaquin College of Law, which is located next door. A grant would help the city fund the transit center. Mayor Magsig says the site, which is also adjacent to the Clovis Memorial District building and the Old Town Bike Trail, is ideally suited for the project.
Clovis always looks for opportunities where we can kind of consolidate services together. And so by having a kind of the center where there's going to be a tremendous amount of activity, you can have individuals from every corner of the city of Clovis coming to that area to be able to enjoy multiple services.
Demolition of the current buildings on the site is expected to be complete by the end of July. Construction on the new library isn't expected to begin until 2018, but the county hopes to move into the new facility by the first few months of 2020. As for the library building itself, Prisney says that while most of the design work is still ahead, the building will likely reference the city's Western heritage.
It'll be modern, certainly, very industrial, open beam, but it'll probably have some kind of a Western theme, certainly on the outside of the facade at the very minimum, and I'm sure we'll have some Western kind of accoutrements on the inside, too.
For Valley Public Radio, I'm Joe Moore.